And before we start talking about how to brief those things, I also want to make sure that we're clear on certain items. As an intermediate appellate court judge, or any judge, I mean, we're bound to read the statute as a whole. And our construction of that statute is a question of law. So we get to do that de novo, but the analysis, any analysis that we do in that construction of that legal issue presented is limited to the facts of the case. That's your job, is to bring your analysis that you're asking the court to do and bring the facts of the case together. Example, I mean, if a law is curious, if a law is bizarre, if a law is strange, that's fine and dandy. And you can argue that all day long, but you're not going to get a court to write on that issue if you can't tie it to the facts of the case. Otherwise, we'd be issuing an advisory opinion. And we're very reluctant to do that. So we're not going to really look to what the meaning, what the legislative intent is at the outset. What we're going to do when we're looking at a statutory construction case is we're going to look with the precise language of the statute. We're going to start at the very beginning with what do the words say in the order that they are written. Some other qualifications before we go any farther. Every statute that you encounter, every statute that we look at begins with a presumption of regularity. It has a presumption of constitutionality. And there's a presumption that the entire statute and all of its various subparts are effective. So the burden is on you as counsel for your client to establish otherwise. And it doesn't matter if you're in the civil cases or if you're in the criminal lines of cases. Both the Court of Criminal Appeals and the Texas Supreme Court has said very clearly that the burden to establish and to overcome those presumptions of regularity are heavy burdens, and it's your job to do so. So that's why how you brief these matters is particularly important. So you start with the precise language of a statute. And frankly, if the statute is clear, if the meaning of a statute is clear, if it's plain on its face, then no other source should be considered. We're supposed to stop. We're supposed to do a full stop if the meaning is clear. And only we go further in a statutory analysis. We go further only if there's some ambiguity in the statute that is raised by you, or in criminal cases, even if the statute is perfectly clear, but an absurd result would inure from the plain meaning of or the plain application of the meaning of the statute, then do we go forward and get into a full-blown analysis of statutory construction? I mean, otherwise we just don't. It's a full stop for appellate courts. And so what is that? What does it mean, plain meaning? What does the plain language mean? Courts generally are going to look to, when we attempt to discern the plain meaning of a statute, we look to the words and we apply the common and ordinary meaning that we usually would. We look to terms and phrases. We look to prior court opinions. And we presume that the legislature was aware of any relevant cases when they modified any statute. So we look to those things as well. We look to any definitions within the statute that are provided by the legislature. And we sometimes look to whether or not a word or a phrase has acquired a technical or particular meaning. If no, then we stay with the ordinary meaning of the statute and we apply it as written. And unless you interject some ambiguity, we're going to stop right there. We're just going to do an application of the plain meaning of each of the words in the order that they're written, and we're not going to go any further. So in order to get an appellate court to go further, you have to interject ambiguity. If you can do that, if you can get, and you can't interject ambiguity, if you can highlight ambiguity, if you can highlight ambiguity, then you can get an appellate court to engage in a statutory construction analysis and persuade them to go down that road. When you do, you want to, from that point forward in your brief, focus on what we call the canons of construction. And in civil cases, the slide that's before you here today, it just highlights that in both cases, civil or criminal, when you're briefing a matter, start with the plain language of the statute. Talk about the burden that these are questions of law. Acknowledge the presumptions that are out there that you have to overcome. Discuss the plain meaning. And then highlight where you believe the ambiguity arises in your statute. And then from this point forward, this is where you get to argue the persuasively, hopefully, for courts to go down and apply canons of construction. In civil cases, remember, you have to have it ambiguous, the canons of construction. And in criminal, you can have an unambiguous statute. But still, if it has an absurd result, then you can also persuade an appellate court to go down and apply the canons of statutory construction. And what are those?